What's up, Atlanta? Little late start tonight. That's right, Orange got the full three because we got to hear from Coach and we got to hear from one of the best young stars in the NFL, Xavier Watts, the emerging stud safety for our Atlanta Falcons. It's funny, I was sitting here like waiting for the show to start and I'm watching the TV. And Kay Adams is on her FanDuel Network show, and she's interviewing Tom Coughlin for his J Fund, which is one of the better charities in the NFL. He's done a great job with that, going all the way back to his days in Jacksonville. And they're showing, you know, she's talking to him about his career and his time with the Giants and winning all those Super Bowls. And they're showing all these highlights of Eli Manning taking down Tom Brady. And, oh, I'm just like, boy, how the mighty have fallen. Wow. Like, thinking about where the New York Giants are right now, one of the worst franchises in the entire NFL.
Well, I mean, Jackson's showing a little bit of promise right now, but the turnovers on Sunday weren't great.
The New York teams are a combined 1-9. Combined. How is that even possible? Two franchises in one city combined for 1-9. But that's just
not great.
No, not what you want, as they like to say. But that was just funny. I'm watching this interview. They're showing all these highlights and pictures of the glory days and him on the sideline with the red face and the red nose and breathing hot air, looking like he's about to, you know, croak out on the sidelines, yelling at everybody. And it's like, man. What the Giants wouldn't give to have that back, huh? That guy roaming the sidelines compared to Brian Daboll. You want a mastery job right here? Brian Daboll, the supposed quarterback guru, because of his time where? In Buffalo with Josh Allen, who the Falcons are playing on Monday. How about that? We brought it all the way back home. Nothing, Orange? No? Nah. Okay. Sometimes Orange's impressed with me. Sometimes he's just not. He just wasn't feeling that one. All right. Let's get into the Falcons, though, for real, for real. Because Raheem Morris did speak today, and this is something I know Orange can back me up on. I have been pounding the table over and over and over again about the identity of the Atlanta Falcons, particularly on offense. What is it? Is it going to be led by Michael Penix Jr., guy with one of the strongest arms in the NFL, one of the smartest young quarterbacks in the NFL? Or is it going to be led by the running game? And I have, again, sat here and pleaded with everybody out there in the sound of my voice, please understand that the Atlanta Falcons are not a team that is built or meant to throw the ball 30-plus times a game. That's not their identity. It's just not. They have a top three player in the NFL in their backfield, and that's the guy that this offense needs to be based around. If the running game and the passing game aren't at least at minimum equal week to week, something's wrong. In my opinion, the Atlanta Falcons offense should, on a week-to-week basis, be led by the running game, not just met equal by the run and the pass meshing. And today, Raheem Morris addressed the media, and he spoke about the identity of the football team. I'll let you hear a couple of clips. First of all, he said this. He said, we're in the process of figuring it out still. And he spoke on how that process is going.
You know, our guys are still forming it. I think you don't have to form the identity throughout the season. I think that thing just earned on tape. And I think the guys are going out there and doing it. You know, the last game was a great example of what it could look like consistently. You know, obviously the game before that was not it. You know, those other two highly competitive games you felt really good about. And we've got to get that one blemish off our record that's really killing it. You know, obviously you want to win them all. That's not the reality of our game, but we're really competitive in three of them, and one of them we were not.
Okay. So more specifically, that's fine, by the way. I mean, listen, I mean, do I agree with that? I don't know. I mean, I think you're 5-6 weeks into an NFL season. I mean, you should have an idea over of what you want to be, right? I mean, I don't know. I'm not gonna play pop psychologist on that one too much. But what I am gonna do is play this next clip. And this clip came down from the heavens above, confirming, affirming everything I've been saying on 92.9 The Game for weeks. For weeks. Raheem Morris, what is the identity of this Falcons offense, sir?
I think we're a running football team that's able to go out there and run it on just about anybody and when you want to run it with the two guys that we do have. I think those guys are doing a great job. I think our up front is having the ability to be able to run the football. We got to find ways to score more touchdowns and do different things like that on offense. I think on defense, we're playing fast. We're playing physical. We're a good tackling football team. They're competitive, which I love. And I think on special teams, I think we got some guys to go out there and just want to play. I think I got high character. They're ready to go out there and make a play for us at any moment.
I had my hands up like I was receiving the word in church for that one. Thank you, Raheem. This team will live and die. Success and failure will be bestowed upon them based on the running game. And this will actually tie into a bigger conversation we're going to have tomorrow about how to beat Buffalo, because that's a big part of it. But right now, here's the thing. Falcons fans, here's my question. 404-726-0929. And I'm going to explain why I'm asking it. Are you okay with week in, week out, knowing that regardless of opponent, because Buffalo going into that Patriots game was averaging 33 points a game, that the identity of the Atlanta Falcons is to run the ball? And that is going to be our bread and butter. Obviously, if that goes away during the course of a game, you have to adjust. That's not what we're saying. What I'm asking you at 404-726-0929, are you okay with accepting what Raheem Morris just said? Meaning every week, Bijan, 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 Tyler. Because I am. Because you know what's more important to me than style points? Wins. You know what's more important to me than Michael Penix Jr. filling up the stat sheet? Wins. And you know what's more important to me than bombs? Wins. Because you know how you win games? You run the ball. You establish the line of scrimmage. You own the line of scrimmage. And you dictate the pace of play. The Falcons do one thing very specifically on offense. They tend to move down the field, not methodically. That would be not an appropriate word because they're much better than methodically. But it's not often they hit a home run play with the running game. That's just not it. It's happened a little bit more this year, I feel like. But especially last year when Kirk was having all his success and breaking franchise records, the ball was moving down the field at a, I'll use the word we've been using all season, consistent pace, 5-6 yards at a time, consistently. And then Bijan is your opener and Tyler is your closer. That's the formula I've been screaming from the mountaintops, the proverbial mountaintops that these airways allow me since the beginning of the season. Don't get tempted or don't get frustrated, Falcons fans, when Penix isn't throwing the ball 50 yards down the field all the time. Will they do it sometimes? Yeah, when the moment calls for it. But that's for two reasons. One, Penix is a disciplined quarterback. He's not going to just chuck the ball down the field just to do it. If somebody's open, he'll try it. If he's not, he's not going to do it. So that's reason A. And reason B is that's not what the offense is built on. The offense is built on allowing the running game to do the majority of the work and then letting him, Penix, find Drake, find Mooney, find Pitts in the red area. That's the ideal version of this offense. You have Drake London who can high point the ball, get over those smaller corners, catch the ball, take it to the house. You have Kyle Pitts, who's a matchup nightmare in the red zone with that huge frame, and Darnell Mooney, who can run past people. Yes, there will be times in a game, depending on how it goes, where the Falcons are required to say, Penix, use that rocket launcher, baby, let it fly. But that is not the identity of this offense. You just heard Raheem Morris about what the identity is of the offense. You just heard it. So 404-726-0929. I know we all want the flash. I know we all want the pop and the sizzle. But that's not what's going to make this offense ultimately successful. It's using arguably the best player in football to be the focal point of your offense. Make no mistake about it, y'all. I'll end the opening on this. Bijan Robinson is the focal point of the Atlanta Falcons offense. It's not Michael Penix Jr. 404-726-0929. That's your number. Line them up. Let's go. 404-726-0929. It's Chris Thomas. I'm with you till 10 on a Tuesday. We're hanging out again. Got a little bit of a late start because of the coaches show. Everything's moved back a day because the Falcons, prime time. Once again, on Monday Night Football, it's me, it's you, it's the phones, 404-726-0929. Coming up next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. And take us with you anytime, anywhere on the free Odyssey app.